Why you should read this book. To millions of people, life seems both meaningless and absurd. Science, technology, even philosophy and theology, have pictured human beings as mere creatures of chance. Yet, consciously or not, men and women find it difficult to accept a purposeless existence. Violence, protests and rebellion, experimentation with drugs, these are, in many cases, the irrational expressions of people struggling with their appalling lostness. Like orphans, they cry out from their loneliness and despair, "Who am I? Who were my parents? Why did they give me up? How can I find them?" Many turn to science for answers, tuning our great radio telescopes in on the heartbeat of the stars, as if to ask, "Is there anyone out there who knows me? Who cares for me?" But science has no answer. Science is set up to ask questions: how is an atom constructed? How is it split? How do our minds work? How is the universe constructed? It cannot tell us why there is an atom, why human beings exist, why there is a universe at all. Nor can it answer those unique questions that concern thinking people. If there is meaning and justice in the universe, why do the innocent suffer with the guilty? Is there life after death? Does the human personality live on? Do today's Christian churches really speak for God? What is truth? What is the future of the world? Will it end with the whimper of a child struggling for a last breath in polluted atmosphere, or with the bang of atomic hell unleashed from cherry red ICBM nose cones? Or will humans, who in recorded history never have demonstrated the ability to control their own basic selfishness, suddenly succeed in banishing evil, war, poverty and even death? This book gives the answers, and they are reassuring. Life does have meaning. We are not alone in the universe. Someone out there cares. Someone, indeed, who has involved himself in human history, who himself joined our race, so that we could get through to him and he to us, someone whose strong hand has been over this planet and who will guide it back to peace, and soon. But long years ago, a persuasive cosmic being determined to seize control of our world and thwart God's plan for the happiness of his earthly family. In graphic language, indeed, multiplied thousands have called it inspired language, the author of this book tears the curtain from the dim unknown and fearlessly exposes the strategies of this powerful but unseen personality whose hand is stretched out to grasp the sovereignty of our world. On the human scene, pagan princes and religious establishments alike are exposed as guilty parties in the conspiracy. Only in an age of religious freedom could this book be printed and widely circulated, for it cuts hard across some of the most powerful establishments of our day. It tells why a reformation was needed, and why it was halted, the sad story of apostate churches, of persecuting alliances, of an emerging coalition of church and state that will yet play its inglorious part before the great controversy between evil and good is ended. And in this conflict, every human being is a participant. Here the author writes of things not yet existing in her day. She speaks with an honesty that disturbs and startles. The issues of the controversy are so great and the stakes so high that somebody had to voice these words of warning and enlightenment. No reader who turns the pages of this book will put it down without wondering whether it was more than chance that led him to discover it. The publishers,